The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Go to text the show. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Certainly welcome.
Did you see what happened?
No, what happened?
White guys started walking up asking what I was saying to La Christie because they think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, you were pretty much just winging it.
Winging it and hoping and...
Yeah.
Probably didn't work out.
I don't know exactly what you were saying.
I think it was mostly nice things, though.
Yeah, that was the intent, certainly.
The intent was to be nice to her and right. Make fun of El Terrible.
Yeah.
I think it worked. But
for some reason, he seemed mad at me when he left. I didn't really say
anything.
Because
he heard you talking about who could get a chick.
No, that was he was long gone
no,
by then.
No, he was still over there listening. Listening on the app.
When he walked off. When he walked off and, well, stormed off, I think, would be the way you might put it.
He threw his water on you.
He glared at me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, okay.
Said something in Spanish to you. And
yeah. Something about next time I'm on a plane, he's going to lean back on me.
Said something about tu madre.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think he said something about dos madres. I don't know what that meant either. That was very offensive.
Think he's saying your mom's a lesbian.
Okay. Well, at least I win the bar bet.
Yeah.
let's give something away since you guys can't join us in Vegas. Let's send some Vegas to you. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo with boxing's biggest stars when a commemorative Canelo versus Chavez duffel bag this Saturday, May 6th. Canelo Alvarez takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in Mexican boxing collide in a sensational slugfest. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. on Saturday, 8 p.m. Central, live only on pay-per-view. Caller 16?
All right.
Duffel bag? Did we get one of those duffel bags?
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, they usually bring them to us on Friday.
We usually get a sweatshirt.
Yeah, well.
It's summertime.
It's true, but they've kind of been giving us the sort of workout windbreaker type things. Those are nice. I actually kept some of those and used them.
Yeah.
In the old days, you just after the fight, it's kind of.
Although you're the master of selling them to fight fans.
Yeah, well, I'm.
You figured out how to turn a buck.
I am an entrepreneur, sir.
That's right.
That is what I do.
That Mayweather-Pacquiao jacket, that was a hot property.
Yeah, and I got a good price for it, except my wallet got lifted. So
yeah, I think you got a good price for it, and then the guy who got the price lifted your wallet.
No, it wasn't him, but that sucked because, I'd waited all weekend to get a good price for that thing. All right, we promised you the inductees into one of the greatest Hall of Fames in all of the world.
All of Hall of Famedom.
Yeah, not just sports. Movies, but one of the greatest Hall of Fames. And I know, Jong, this is a big deal to you. Because Jong is very much a gamer. This is the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
By the way, Rangers win 10-4.
Okay.
To wrap up the series.
So, you know what? We can't blame it on Luke Homerson because
they weren't going to come back anyway. Right. Although maybe they would have been more motivated if the score were 6-4 instead of 10-4.
So you're saying their hearts were taken out by...
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Well, put their hearts back in their mouth.
You go into the eighth down 6-4, you think there's a chance. You go into the ninth down 9-4, not much of a chance.
All right. So would you like to know the names of the games that have made it into the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Remind me what
the
nominees were, and I'll see if I can remember what my predictions were or make a guess on what they will be.
Okay, John, do you have the list of the nominees? Because this story does not have them.
Let me look for it.
This is all about the winners.
Okay.
And they don't care about the nominees. And
I do remember Street Fighter, or was it Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat? One of them was on it.
Yeah, weren't
and they? It has to be. That had to have been one of the winners. And Donkey Kong was on the list.
Yes.
Which we said was automatic. I mean,
right.
Donkey Kong's that's an all-time king. What are the winners, Fred?
You have three inductees.
That's it? There was 10 nominees.
There were 12.
Whoa, I thought they were going to put in like
and
half.
And we all picked like six or seven that we thought deserved it.
Solitaire, Windows Solitaire.
Windows
was on
Solitaire,
the list.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh, that's a slight in my opinion.
Yeah.
People play that still.
Yeah. I don't remember the other ones. But unless they were...
There was a Pokemon.
There were several Pokemons, right? There was
like Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon.
Well, Pokemon Red, Pokemon Green, Pokemon Red and Green. What was the other one, John?
He doesn't know.
Pulling up
he should
the story
know
right
still
now.
Looking them up. He can't find it.
Yeah, I can't find it. Hold on. Take it off.
Okay, well, never mind then. Well, unless all the Pokemon games that were not Pokemon Red and Green did not make it.
But Pokemon Red and Green did?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations.
So Donkey Kong... Okay, four of them made it. I misspoke. Donkey Kong made it.
Good.
Pokemon Red and Green made it.
I don't care about that.
Halo Combat Evolved.
That made it.
And Street Fighter 2.
Okay, I got
Street
the nominees.
Okay, give me the list. Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII, Microsoft Solitaire, which you said, Mortal Kombat, yeah. Myst, Portal, Resident Evil, Tomb Raider, and Wii Sports were the other finalists.
How does Street Fighter 2 get in and Mortal Kombat doesn't? These were, I mean, they're peanut butter and jelly. I mean, they were equally great. Now, what's the rules on the Hall of Fame here? Are you nominated once and then you're gone forever?
I don't think so.
No, but it recognizes individual electronic games of all types, arcade, console, computer, handheld, and mobile that have enjoyed popularity over a sustained period and have exerted influence on the video game industry or on popular culture and society in general.
Can we go ahead and throw it out there that if a Pokemon game is in the Video Game Hall of Fame and Mortal Kombat isn't, that's no Hall of Fame for me? Jong, do you feel that way, or is that Pokemon game so great?
That Pokemon game was really, really popular.
More popular than Mortal Kombat?
I think more popular than Mortal Kombat and on par with Street Fighter.
I think Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter were equally popular.
No, I think Street Fighter is a lot more popular.
I don't know. They both had crappy movies made about them. I don't know. I feel like that's a big oversight by the committee.
Well, if you want to nominate, I think the 2018 class is now open.
Well, listen, these people don't care what I think. I told them what the winner should have been. They didn't care. What's in the Hall of Fame, Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man?
Got to be Pac-Man, right?
I don't know. Miss Pac-Man, I think, is the more widely used game.
It wasn't when I was growing up.
If you say Pac-Man, is that just sexist?
Well, it's sexist, but Pac-Man came first.
What makes Pac-Man better than Miss Pac-Man?
Well, the obvious answer. There's that.
Pac-Man is in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
So Miss Pac-Man isn't?
Correct.
See, this is a sexist Hall of Fame anyway.
Well.
Jong, who was your favorite character on Street Fighter 2?
Probably Ryu.
What about you, Fred? You didn't play Street Fighter 2, did you?
I did not, no.
I was a Chun-Li guy. Chun-Li went a long way. Ryu was good, but I feel like Ken was just a souped-up version of Ryu.
I feel like it was the other way.
I don't think so. I think Ken had more powers. He was a little bit faster, too. But they were pretty much the same guy.
713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We're not taking phone calls because we're in Vegas. We have one more duffel bag to give away, which we will do. We've already given away the It's always so weird looking down at my clock and seeing 309.
That is odd.
It throws me off. At one time I had my computer set up to where it would stay on Central Time no matter what, so I could keep track of where we were back home. And then I decided that was a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that time difference gets me every time. 979's The Street Fighter was way better than Mortal Kombat.
I don't know, man. Like, and this is why, like, Mortal Kombat got really popular because of the fatality. Like, you could have a finishing move, basically.
Yeah.
And Street Fighter didn't have that. And, I mean, the fatalities for in that day and age, it was very, very, like, overtly violent.
Right.
And Street Fighter 2 lacked that. It was like the Street Fighter 2 was like the PG-13 version of Mortal Kombat. Like, Mortal Kombat had the sexy chicks, Melina and Katana. You remember that, Jong?
Yeah.
And then they had, essentially, at the end of every fight, there was a murder. And it wasn't like he killed him by fighting. Like, you beat someone up so bad that they're standing there groggy, you know? And you could just, like, punch them and knock them over and finish the fight. Or you could choose to murder them. I feel like that's what made it more popular.
A lot of people say Mortal Kombat was only more popular in the U.S., and this is a worldwide thing.
Okay. Well,
that just goes to show that, once again, the rest of the world is wrong.
Yeah, the rest of the world thinks soccer is better than American football, so that's what you get. That's when you get a Pokemon game in the Hall of Fame and not Mortal Kombat.
832 says, what makes Pac-Man better than Miss Pac-Man? A joystick.
Bow.
I think it's all ashamed.
About who can eat more balls.
There's that. I'm so ashamed of that text. But, all right.
Shame.
713-780-ESPN. We are out here at the, well, we're not at the T-Mobile Arena. That's where the fight's going to be. We are at MGM right now next to the Grand Arena for Radio Row. Canelo Chavez, Saturday, May 6th, 2017. I have to say, there's fewer interviewees here than I ever remember.
Tracy was saying we missed a bunch of them early, and then there's going to be a ton around tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I figured tomorrow would be big because they always come in before the weigh-ins and stuff.
Yeah.
So, Gabriel says, as long as Halo got inducted, I'm good. Justin asks, you guys think Patty Mills can be effective for 30-plus minutes a game in this series? I think that's a fair question because it's not something that he's been asked to do, but he could also be more effective.
Yeah.
It's just, you never know how a guy's going to react when put in that situation. I like the way he's playing. He's a good player. But it is a lot to ask. And I do think it's going to have an impact on the series. There's no question.
But Patty Mills has, you know, Tony Parker missed time this season. Patty Mills filled in very well for him.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason they like Patty Mills so much is because he reminds them of Tony Parker.
Yeah.
So I think more than anything, it's a matter of who comes in and spells Patty Mills now. Like, how much rest are you going to be willing to give him?
Right.
You know, or are you just going to run him out there every night and hope that he can? I mean, obviously, you're not going to play him 48 minutes, but, you know, how much are you going to bump his minutes up?
Right.
Because this isn't a guy who's been playing 30-something minutes a night, and he might have to be that now.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, but it is. I mean, I think he'll still be effective. I just don't know whether he'll get less effective the longer he's out there, too. It's just, but he's a good player, man. And so, but Parker is not the player he was, but he was still good for stretches, and could still reach.
Well, I mean,
back
he was great last night.
He sure was.
You know,
and he's not that far away from being a guy who was in the MVP conversation from years ago.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think the backup now is going to be DeJounte Murray, who got a few minutes last night, but he's a rookie. That's not a guy you want playing a ton of playoff minutes. A guy who hasn't played a ton of regular season minutes suddenly in a playoff series. You don't think that's I wouldn't think that's a good idea.
All
Lamont
right.
says Street Fighter 2 equals Adam West Batman. Mortal Kombat equals Christian Bale Dark Knight. Not even a comparison. That's what I'm saying. America loves the dark violent.
I think,
not to say, because to me, Street Fighter 2 was great.
Yeah.
But I like Mortal Kombat better.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from MGM Grand, Canelo Chavez, Saturday, May 6th. And what an interesting show so far. ¿Cómo se dice interesting in Espanol?
Dos Equis.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
I thought they were retiring that guy.
Well, they should have.
The
new guy is not nearly as interesting.
But that implies the other
guy hadn't even lived a life.
I know, but doesn't it imply the other guy's dead? Because if this guy is the new most interesting man in the world and we don't think he's as interesting as the other guy, therefore, other guy dead.
But there's still there's a bar right outside Monte Carlo that has a mural of that Dos Equis, the original Dos Equis guy on
so
it.
It's still
there.
But he could still
he's
be
like
dead.
He's like Che Guevara. He's now a cult hero, an icon. He's a pop culture icon.
Apparently, we have started a Twitter war over the video games. It's not our choices, man. We didn't choose the Video Game Hall of Fame. We just mentioned who they chose.
Lauren the Aggie agrees that Mortal Kombat's appeal was the fatality. She's a girl.
Yeah.
Girls can only know so much about video games, but I feel like...
Except for Ms. Pac-Man, right?
Except for Ms. Pac-Man, yeah.
Because we don't want
sexism to work its way into the video game world.
No,
right?
No, you can't have that. Yeah. Or in the radio world.
Or that.
Yeah, shut your mouth, sir.
You know, that reminds me, the Jemele Hill show is currently on right now. So, I don't think Jemele Hill sucks because she's a woman. I think Jemele Hill sucks and is a woman. So, that's not sexist. I just think she's bad at her job and happens to be a lady. There's no correlation there, I don't think. Thank you.
I would.
Jemele Hill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You see, I just took your sexist thing and turned it into a different version of sexism.
Yeah, that was really inappropriate.
I know.
I mean, she's a colleague, Fred. Not really.
No, not really. Hey, did you, I don't know if you saw this, but Andy Reid saying why they drafted a quarterback as high as they did?
I didn't, but I'd love to hear it.
Because he said, I love Alex Smith.
No, he's probably said, well... Our GM had to say I didn't really get to pick that.
Well, isn't he the GM too? Well, no, I guess he's not the GM per se, but I thought
he does have some control, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like basically said he loves Alex Smith, but he's getting older. And, okay, let's hear it, John.
Alex's primary worries stem around getting himself ready to go win a Super Bowl. That's how these guys operate. It's as highly a competitive business as you're going to find, both mentally and physically. So they don't look back very often. That's not how they do. But because of my respect for Alex, I do keep him abreast of things. And I did in this case by just telling him, listen, there's a good chance we take a quarterback. I can't tell you exactly where, but there's a good chance we take a quarterback in this draft. And then you just keep being you and go play. And so, but I think professionally, I think it's important. And plus, I've got a ton of respect for the kid.
Well, if he's keeping him abreast, he could be a mile away from Andy Reid and he'd still be kept abreast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if what he's getting at exactly. I don't know if he feels like, I mean, Alex Smith's tread is running thin. Alex Smith doesn't – would you say that he had a pretty good year last year?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine he's like, he's only 32.
Realistically, the guy could play 4 or 5 more years at the style he plays. At 4 or 5 more years of probably not making a Super Bowl. But
that's true.
You know, which is why I think maybe that's why they did it, was to try to take that next step eventually. But Mahomes can't be ready to play next year.
No, and that's why I think in a way it's smart that they drafted him, because they get to have – I mean, there's no pressure to play that guy. Now, barring an Alex Smith injury, there's no pressure to play him anytime soon. And they've got an option on him next year. They could keep Alex Smith around for 2 more years. And then at that point, they can decide if they need to play Mahomes or not. So there's no rush with him.
Okay.
Unlike these other teams, you know, Mitch Trubisky's got to hold off, or he's being held off by Mike Glennon, who's apparently upset about it. And then,
although you want to know something worse, apparently Mike Glennon, this would probably piss me off too, I have to admit. He was like the special guest at the Bears draft party.
Oh boy.
Can you imagine being there and then getting blindsided like that? It's like, oh, we're looking forward to you being our quarterback, Mike. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. The Bears trade up and take Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he feels like it's being cheated on.
He at least wasn't blindsided as hard as Cutler was for basically 90% of his Chicago career.
Yeah. Okay, I'm being,
with that raggedy offensive line.
Being told by several people that the old Dos Equis guy took a spaceship to Mars in his last commercial, so no longer the most interesting man in the world.
Guys, that wasn't real. He didn't really go to Mars. We're saying,
but he's a character. He's a character, right. So his character went to Mars.
But why would Dos Equis as a company move on from a guy that was actually like, I mean, were the commercials played out? Sure. But if you're going to keep with the world's most interesting man theme, why not keep with the same guy?
Because he's in Mars now.
But he was way more interesting than the other
guy. But in
the
Dos Equis universe, he's in Mars.
But they didn't have to send him there. They made that decision. Do you think that his
They didn't have to kill Superman either.
Do you think he priced himself out?
I'm sure he did. If you're the most interesting man in the world, you're too expensive, right?
That's probably true. And now he makes $400,000 an appearance. Did you know that?
Does he?
No, that's Barack Obama. But I think it might
Larry
be close.
The cable guy.
Yeah, and Larry the Cable Guy. It's probably close though.
Is that true that Larry the Cable Guy gets?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Get her done. So. Some people say he was ready to retire, plus he's so old he may die. Well, after you've done those commercials, yeah, it probably isn't a bad idea to retire, because what I do is take all my money and just go around to bars and say, remember me? I was the most interesting man in the world. And I would rake women like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Except I'd have to be more attractive and richer and, you know, kind of able to do that. But if I were him. A lot of people say it was contract issues.
Pay the man. Give that man his money.
Yeah. So he's held there's a new colonel every week for KFC. Yeah, but that they never established anybody.
They didn't lock in a colonel.
Yeah. A lot of people saying the new guy looks like Michael Phelps. Which, yeah, can see that.
He's kind of like long and lean.
If they kept it focused on swimming,
all right,
it would be very accurate.
Or on pot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to fault the guy for that.
No.
Hey, guys, how about getting a wonderful gift for your mom on Mother's Day, or the mother of your children or your grandmother? You want something that's going to catch them off guard. You want something that's going to surprise them. They're going to look at it and say, wow, this is awesome. This is a great Mother's Day gift. You care. That's what Sherry's Berries is going to do. They're offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, an exclusive offer just for the Blitzers. When you double the berries for mom for just $10 more, she gets free cake truffles, too.
What a deal, Fred. Yeah,
that's like a whole extra
truffles
gift.
Truffles are delicious,
cake
by the
truffles.
Way.
Who does not love cake truffles?
And who doesn't love berries?
And you can pick your delivery date, and Sherry's Berries guarantees your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious, or your money back.
Man, these berries are the best. You can't get these in the grocery store, I'm telling you. They're huge, they're sweet, they're juicy, and they never let me down. There's one way to get this great deal from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. Go to berries.com, berries.com, click on the mic in the top right corner, type in the code Fred and AJ. Sounds simple, right? It's because it is simple. Berries.com, code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This deal won't last long. Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure to order now. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Canelo Chavez on Saturday. It's going to be a fun day, man. Derby Saturday. Canelo Chavez Saturday night. Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be just an all-around fun day.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Couple things from the Twitterverse. El Jefe says they should have had the here's an interesting question.
Oh.
Yeah, he has the new most interesting man. Jung, what would he say in his commercial?
Here's an interesting question.
When it flood, you drink Dos Equis.
When Stay it, thirsty, my friend.
When it no flood, you drink Dos Equis. Interesting question. Are you thirsty?
Interesting answer. Stay thirsty.
Stay thirsty.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, I need to give something away.
What are you going to give away?
I'm going to give away another...
A bag?
A duffel bag. And there will not be eight heads in it. It'll be just a plain duffel bag.
That's right.
If there are heads in it, then you need to blame Michelle and the people at the office. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo with boxing's biggest stars when a commemorative Canelo versus Chavez duffel bag. This Saturday, May 6th, Canelo Alvarez takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in boxing collide in a sensational slugfest. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. on Saturday, 8 p.m. Central, live only on pay-per-view. Caller 31. We'll give the people on the stream a chance to win. So, a lot of talk about, we have both been on board as wanting to see Golovkin, Canelo
yes.
after this. And... hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Golden Boy tomorrow. I kind of wonder. I'm going to put myself in his shoes for a second. And as fans, I want to see it.
Right.
I think it'd be good for the sport. It might get some. Maybe it would get some general interest outside of Mexico. And I don't know. After we asked that question, and nobody knew who Golovkin was. But if you can keep doing fights like this and making the pay-per-view numbers they're going to make
That's
on these
the deal.
Fights, do you don't? Don't you just keep doing that?
But you would think, so this is a fight where, I mean, we were talking to the guy that runs the sports book here, Jay Rude. He was saying that, I mean, Canelo's a minus 650 favorite.
Right.
Now imagine if there were a fight with Canelo where it was even money or he was even a slight underdog. Like, wouldn't more people want to watch that? Like, aren't people, and maybe I'm being crazy here, but are people more likely to tune in to watch their hero beat somebody up or to watch a potentially close, great fight where their hero might win, might lose?
I think if it's your hero, you don't care. You just want to see him fight.
You want to watch him fight, right?
Yeah. But if you're... more casual fan, you want to see a good fight.
And when I think back to this, Canelo, when he fought Floyd Mayweather, that fight was, I don't want to say it wasn't competitive, but
it
wasn't.
It wasn't pretty because it was a typical Mayweather fight, and he just couldn't hit him. And... It wasn't that interesting to watch.
It wasn't a great look, but it was his first loss. Now, does anybody like suddenly think Canelo's less of a draw because he lost to Mayweather? I don't think so.
No, but I think there's a difference between losing to Mayweather and losing to a guy who nobody else knows except for people in boxing, apparently.
I don't know. I mean...
Which I think it would be great for Golovkin, because if he went in there and knocked him out, and it would really raise his profile, and maybe he becomes a guy who can start carrying pay-per-views on his own. But...
What's the upside for Canelo?
And that's my point. If I'm...
Here's what I would argue is the upside for Canelo. With Mayweather retired, if Canelo beats Golovkin, doesn't that kind of put him in the conversation for best fighter in the world?
Yeah, but
now I don't know. It doesn't put him automatically there, because there's guys like Andre Ward.
Right, but can't you continue to beat up on these guys and maybe eventually get yourself in that conversation and make a bunch of money doing it?
I guess the way I think of it is, and maybe this is me being, maybe I'm stereotyping here, but I feel like Canelo wants to go down as a, like, he wants to go down in the history of Mexican fighting as, like, a, with the Julio Cesar Chavez seniors. Like, he wants to be known like that, which means that he'll fight anybody, he'll put on a show, and listen, Julio Cesar Chavez, he lost some fights in his career. That happens to everybody. But I think that that's what really solidifies you, is you're the guy who takes on everybody. You fight all the other best guys, and that's how you make yourself a legend. You can make yourself a lot of money beating up guys that you know you can beat up. But
if it were up to Canelo, I think he would have already fought.
I think so, too. I think Oscar De La Hoya is not particularly crazy about Canelo fighting.
No, and I have to say, I understand.
Yeah, Oscar's meal ticket.
Because here's what happens. If you lose that fight, you get one more big pay-per-view in the rematch.
Yeah.
And unless you win that and can get a third fight out of it, or kind of go back to doing what you were doing, you might lose some numbers down the road. And, if I'm him, I think long and hard about that.
As
a fan, I want to see it. I think Canelo wants to see it.
How much did he lose when he lost to Mayweather?
I think you can't equate Golovkin to Mayweather in terms of what people view them as.
Right, but what I'm saying, who do you think would put on a better fight? Like, as far as a more enjoyable fight for fans, Canelo Mayweather or Canelo Golovkin?
Oh, it wouldn't be close. Canelo Golovkin.
I mean, that's the kind of fight people want to watch.
That fight would be, to me, every bit as good as Ward Kovalev was.
Yeah.
And as fans, that's what I want to see. I want to see that fight. I want to see those two guys in the ring. And especially since Golovkin's last couple fights have not been dominant Golovkin.
Yeah.
I think it suddenly comes around to, maybe Canelo can take this guy. And...
Maybe that's the rope-a-dope move.
Maybe it is.
Golovkin said, Oscar De La Hoya, you watch my fight. He's a tough boy. He's a good challenge. I will fight Canelo. We will make good sport. Canelo's a good boy. I will make a Max, this is boxing. That's what he said every answer. Fred, this is boxing. Of course I fight Canelo. Of course, I have a tough fight last time. But of course, this is boxing. It's great.
I don't know if we ever had a chance to interview Golovkin.
No, I wish.
Hey, we've had Kovalev several times.
But he doesn't talk the way.
No, and English is kind of hard for him.
Yeah, but
so he has to go pretty slow.
Dude, Golovkin is so great to hear talk. I would love to interview him.
Yeah.
Of sports people, he's near the top of my bucket list.
Yeah.
Because I know he would be a great interview. I know it. I would just have to not laugh during the interview.
Yeah, because...
Which would be tough, but I don't care. I think I could make it work.
You probably could. A lot of people wanting to know if we're going to talk to Bob Arum while we're here. I think they'd like to hear from him, especially on Canelo.
Max, it's boxing. Well, of course we'll talk to Bob Arum.
Yeah, it'll happen. Maybe 6 o'clock hour. We'll see.
Maybe tomorrow. We don't know if Bob's going to be here today. Well,
you never know with Bob, because he's not doing this one. So he's kind of got free time wandering around.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't his fight.
713.
Oscar's making the money tonight. That son of a bitch, Oscar. A Mexican capitalizing on Mexicans violencing each other.
Listen, all I could picture is AJ in a bright green Borat bikini during his impression.
It's boxing. Max, it's boxing.
That almost sounds like Christopher Walken.
It's boxing. Of course.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, hey, you know what? If your career doing impressions isn't working out,
it's not.
Maybe
it's
you should
really
look for
not.
Something else.
Yeah, my computer career is the place to go if you're not content with the job that you've got. You know, it's about to be summertime. You might be having to work out in the heat. Maybe you're, like, you know, cleaning out dumpsters, and that job sucks because it's smelly. Maybe you have to dig around in septic tanks. There's poop in there. That's gross. My computer career, you go there, you never have to deal with that stuff again. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and see if a computer career is right for you. At My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get the skills and industry certifications that you need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez-Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas coming up at 7 o'clock tonight after we're done, which is...
It's 5 o'clock tonight.
5 o'clock for us, yes. So coming up at 5 o'clock as far as we're concerned.
Right.
Because it's 3:47
here. So what time
here.
Are you having dinner?
Well, I'm meeting Price right after the show, and then whenever Gina gets done, we're, three of us are going to dinner.
Okay.
So
where are you guys going to go?
I don't know.
Chuck E. Cheese, maybe?
Nah, I don't know. She's a big noise here. I'm sure we'll go someplace nice.
Something fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Gallivanting.
Nah.
You're a gallivanter.
I am not. I just have good friends.
Is that what you're going to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decent, right?
Yeah, you're fancy.
I'm just saying.
I feel like we should post a picture of you.
No, we shouldn't.
Fred, this is the best you've looked. We've posted pictures of you looking way worse.
I know, but the...
You've got a fresh haircut.
Yes.
Your shirt's not wrinkled.
No.
I mean, this is good.
Well...
This is a good sign.
One step at a time, AJ.
Okay.
Before
you're
we...
probably going to have sex with someone tonight.
No.
You might.
Just my right hand.
You might.
Maybe
not even
left.
Know it.
Maybe left. Well, no, I'm not doing any of that
if
stuff.
If you can't hook up with your right hand looking like you look today, I don't know what's wrong with you.
That's what I was going for. I still got too much work to do before. You know how stuff goes.
Make priorities, Fred. Come on.
I'm getting old. My priorities are continued building of the empire to the point I can retire in a couple of years. So if that means I don't get to have fun in Vegas for one trip, so be it.
All right.
But we'll be back in June, and that'll be more fun. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Before we get to the gym of the day, I guess everybody wants to know about what do we think about these Game of Thrones spinoffs, which I guess they said they're looking at four possible storylines.
Are they going to – and I'm guessing George R.R. Martin's going to have nothing to do with this stuff.
Well, yeah, because he's probably going to be dead by the time
– He's too busy.
Yeah, well, he's too busy not finishing his novels.
Right.
But
he's too busy, like, capturing wolves and raising them. I don't know what he's doing.
And trying to keep Arian Foster from fighting them.
Right.
Which, you know, that's a rescue wolf.
No opposable thumbs, though, so.
But I guess the favorite for storyline would be going back to Robert's Rebellion and the Mad King, which I think would be an interesting storyline.
What are the choices again?
Well, I haven't actually seen choices. That's just what they're talking about.
Okay.
I was trying to think of other things that might be spinoffs. Like, you could go way back to what happened to Valeria.
Like prequels?
Yeah, I would assume. Here's one that I want.
I feel like they could do something on the Starks before. Like, I mean, we knew Eddard Stark for what, 2 episodes before his head got lopped off?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
More Eddard Stark?
Yeah. Go back to that storyline and, like, raising the Stark boys.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I would be interested in? And I'm the only one that would be interested in this. I'm just going to. Well, two things I'd be interested in. How the dragons all went away.
Okay.
That would be a storyline I would be interested in. And it would have to be a silent film because there would be no dialogue. But how the Night's King came to power. And, you know, the story north of the wall. And not the...
That'd be terribly boring.
No, it would be like impressionist.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Sorry.
I'm still looking forward to, and this, I've already decided the ending for Game of Thrones is Tyrion and the Khaleesi are going to have sex at some point. That's the only logical step, right? She keeps hooking up with like the people that are closest to her.
It's going
to
be Jon Snow. It's going to be Jon Snow. They're too pretty.
He's going to bang her?
It's got to, yeah. They're too pretty.
Who's Tyrion going to bang?
He's going to go get prostitutes like he always does. And he's going to fall in love with one because that's what he is. Double Down wants a Red Viper spinoff.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea. Kind of. Although Dorne's not that interesting. He was interesting. But Dorne wasn't. So. Yeah. Nobody likes my Night's King thing.
Yeah.
Because Ollie, I mean, now, admit, there's no dialogue, right? He just points and things come to life.
Yeah. Eric on Twitter points out Max Bulla just got popped 4 games for PEDs. And after a little look around, Houston Texans inside linebacker Max Bulla has been suspended for the first 4 regular season games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. He is eligible to return to the team on October 2nd. This is the guy who filled in for Cushing last year.
Yeah, and has developed into a pretty solid depth guy for them.
Yeah. This is his statement. As a dedicated member of this team, it's very disappointing to have to miss the first 4 games of the season and not be out there with my teammates. I sincerely apologize to my family, the entire Texans organization, my teammates, and our fans for the situation. It is my responsibility to know the ingredients of every supplement that I use, so I take full responsibility for what happened and will work as hard as I can to be ready to contribute when I return. Sincerely, Max. I always want to know what they pee hot for. Like, I want to know what got them.
Yeah.
Because he's instantly throwing out the, oh, it's a tainted supplement.
Right.
Like, but then we'll come to find out, oh, it's like, this is Winstrol. I mean, this is the dirtiest of the dirt.
Yeah, just maybe that diluted sample wasn't diluted enough.
Yeah.
But, I admit I'm cynical about all this.
I am too.
I mean, if a guy gets caught with something, I'm sure that he was, you know, and especially I don't want to say he's a fringe guy because he's developed into a pretty solid NFL player, but he's also not a guy who's going to be Brian Cushing. So,
yeah.
Or Brian Cushing back when he was Winstrolling. James said, I'd like to see the first men settling the North and know more about why they created the White Walkers.
That's what you want, right?
Well, yeah, but I want the rise of the Night's King, you know?
Okay.
Because that's who I'm rooting for in this. You understand? That's who I want to win.
That's who you want to win. I don't like that.
Because I would like the world to be covered in whites and zombies.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Well.
Yeah, that sounds racist of you.
What do you mean?
Like you want the world filled with whites.
Yeah, WIGHTS.
Oh.
Those kind of whites.
Oh, okay.
No, I look, think about how much simpler life is.
Like, you sound like the Game of Thrones Hitler.
I kind of thought that was Joffrey.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, I think you've, but.
Nine!
But I think there's something to be said for never having to think again.
Down with Castle Black!
Or worried about getting fed. Or having to reproduce, just be a zombie.
Yeah, but that's not a very. There's not much of a world there.
I mean, it's not as interesting as it is when you've got Daenerys and her dragons and Jon Snow. But
think about how interesting would The Walking Dead be if there were no humans to fight the zombies? It was just zombies roaming around constantly.
It'd be about as interesting as it was when I quit watching it.
Ratings would go way down.
Oh, man. Yep, somebody said, been eating too much of that Mexican meat. That's, yeah. That only worked once, okay? That's one of those excuses. You could pull that off once, but your teammates can't do it.
No.
So...
Fred, guess what I'm going to tell you about now?
A
solution.
Really? Because
an Allied Outdoor solution.
Oh.
That's right. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from the good folks at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. How great is that? It's twice as strong as concrete. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.